The topic that was announced, disinformation and the Gulf War, is actually a bit narrower than what I would like to talk about. I will get to that in a moment. But I'd like to suggest a somewhat broader context for looking at that particular issue. The context actually has to do with what kind of a world and what kind of a society we want to live in, and in particular, in what sense of democracy do we want this to be a democratic society? In opening that question for a little bit of discussion, let me begin by counterposing two different conceptions of democracy. One conception of democracy has it that a democratic society is one in which the public has the means to participate in some meaningful way in management of their own affairs, and the means of information are in fact open and free. If you look up democracy in the dictionary, you'll get a definition, something like that. An alternative conception of democracy is that the public must be barred from management of their own affairs, and the means of information must be kept narrowly and rigidly controlled. Now, that may sound like an odd conception of democracy, but it's important to understand that it is the prevailing conception, and in fact it long has been, not just in operation, but even in theory. There's a long history that goes back to the earliest modern democratic revolutions in 17th century England, which largely expresses this point of view. I'm just going to keep to the modern period and say a few words about how that notion of democracy develops and why, and how the problem of media and disinformation enters within that context. Let's begin with the first modern government propaganda operation. That was under the Woodrow Wilson administration. Woodrow Wilson was elected president in 1916 on the platform Peace Without Victory. That was right in the middle of the First World War. The population was extremely pacifistic, saw no reason to become involved in a European war. The Wilson administration was committed to war and had to do something about it. They established a government propaganda commission called the Creel Commission, which...